Hey, you must be Todd. I'm Ben. It looks like we're going to be working together from now on.
Yep, Todd, the one and only.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise, another English speaker. You're a sight for sore eyes. I'm looking forward to working with you on this project here in the land of the rising sun.
Have you been in Japan long or did you just arrive?
I actually just arrived 18 days ago. Can you believe it? I'm assuming by the accent that you're American?
That's right. USA, born and raised. I've been in Japan for about 2 years now. I was born in Idaho, the land of the rising potatoes, but have been working at a small startup in San Fran. We were working with a lot of Japanese clients, so I kind of picked up the language and voila, here I am. I've always loved Japanese culture. You've only been in Japan 18 days? That must be a shock to the system.
It is. So I guess I'm going to have to make you teach me Japanese.
No problem. I charge a lot, though.
I guess in that case, I'll try and find someone else. Hopefully someone more Japanese than you.
Don't worry, man. You're in good hands. I'll teach you what you need to know.
Good. I'm hoping that when I'm totally confused during the Japanese meetings, you'll be the one to save my bacon.
What part of Australia are you from?
Melbourne.
Great place.
Have you been?
No.
Oh, so you don't actually know if it's a great place. Just kidding. I think you'll love it.
I like coffee and I heard there are some great cafes. Like, what was it? The Kettle Black?
Wow, you know your stuff.
Like I said, I love coffee. I want to go there one day. How'd you end up here?
I've always been kind of a mercenary, jumping from company to company. I'm pretty confident in my marketing skills, and when I get a good offer, bam, I'm there. I was looking for a new adventure, and this time Japan seemed to fit the bill.
Were your folks surprised when you told them you're moving to Japan?
In the past, they used to give me a hard time, but now, after all the things I've done and the places I've been, my family isn't surprised at anything. How about you? They must miss you now that you've turned Japanese on them.
Nah, I keep in pretty close contact with them and go back about 2 times a year, which is enough for both of us. What do you do in your spare time?
I'm an outdoors man. I guess it's the Australian in me. Hiking, rowing, the beach. Should be a little easier in Japan without the thousands of bugs and animals trying to kill me. What do you do to pass the time?
I'm a music guy, but I'm down for a hike anytime.
Thought you looked like a rock and roller. Yeah, let's do it. We can go to the good old Fuji-san. All right, first things first. Do you like sushi?
I know it sounds crazy living in Japan and all, but seafood isn't my thing.
You don't sound crazy. You are crazy. All right, what do you like then? Come on, fire away.
Meat.
No problem. We can grab a steak sometime.
You gotta try yakiniku. It beats steak anytime.
All right, give me your contact details and we can keep in touch.
Sounds good, man.